This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at cattle for Wednesday, October 2nd. Cattle markets kind of mixed yesterday. The live cattle were pretty quiet, just trading at the top end of the rally from Monday. But the feeder cattle starting to look like they're getting some momentum to the downside. So with live cattle, we've had a nice little push up late last week, early this week, and then we've basically just stalled out. The cash trade's been supportive the last couple weeks. We've seen a rally of about $5 on the Fed trade, so that's encouraging. The box beef values have been more mixed. They have certainly backed away from their big surge following the packing plant fire. But and yesterday is evidence of that. We were mixed yesterday. Choice box beef up 103 at 213. Select down 106 at 186. The spread's at 27.42. Movement 156 loads. That's pretty good movement, even for a Tuesday, which tends to see high volume. That's pretty good, movement there. So we look for the cash trade, I think, to hold firm this week. So far, we haven't seen much evidence of cash trade developing, but the board is holding strong. So I would think the feedlots are going to hold out for at least steady money, if not higher, with the board holding together fairly well. Now, the feeders, we saw some weakness on Monday, and then we saw some follow through yesterday. And that's a market that appears to be kind of stalling at the resistance. The double tops from July, at least on the front month feeders, we got back up to that high, and it's definitely backing away. The back months didn't quite get that high, but they too are seeing some weakness as well. So maybe this is evidence of what we've been kind of thinking would happen, that during October you're going to see kind of a bunching up of placements. We saw low placements in July and August. We're not sure yet of what the September placements were, but the cash trade seemed to hold together fairly well for feeders. And so it would suggest that if producers who had plenty of grass and plenty of feed would hold the calves back, especially following the packing plant fire where the feeder cattle market fell apart, that they would, you know, obviously at some point they're going to have to place them in the feedlot, and that's going to bunch them up. And that if that's what's happening in October, it could be a real issue for feeder cattle, because you've got the Northern Plains cattle that normally come off this time of year and get placed into feedlots. Well, that's going to be competing for space with the Southern and Central Plains calves, which likely should have been, normally would have been placed in July and August. So that this is the bottleneck that I've been thinking that we could see. I kind of thought it would happen in September, but there really was little evidence that that happened in September. If it did, there was plenty of pen space, and the feedlot owners were willing to pay up because the futures market clearly just worked its way higher during the month. So we'll see where this takes us, but we'll follow the cash index. Obviously, that will give us an indication if we're getting the bunched up of feeder cattle placement. But I am looking for the month of October to show heavy placements, and that's going to put some pressure on the deferred live cattle markets, probably the February, maybe stretching into the April. And but we'll follow the cash index, and that will give us our indication of where we're at. So if you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.